No renunciaré porque hay mucho trabajo por encima. Hay mucho trabajo que tenemos que enfrentar. La crisis que se está llevando a cabo en el distrito, las infecciones, el desempleo, la amenaza del moratorio, del desalojo, la crisis humanitaria de los indigentes.
Embattled Los Angeles City Councilman Kevin De Leon yesterday saying, no, I will not resign because there is a lot of work ahead. There's a lot of work we have to face in the district, the infections, the unemployment, the threat of eviction, the humanitarian crisis of the poor. So that is what he said when he spoke to Leon Krause, a national news anchor for Univision. Calls continue for De Leon to resign nearly 2 weeks after leaked audio recordings of racist comments by him and his city council colleagues. And Leon Krause joins me now to talk about his interview with Kevin De Leon. Hello.
Great to be with you, Madeline.
Great to have you. Well, are you surprised by what he said yesterday, that he said he's not going to resign?
No, I actually wasn't. I think that he has made a decision to stay. He told me that he failed when he had an opportunity to speak up against Nuri Martinez and her despicable racist comments during that meeting. And I asked him even whether or not President Biden was right in asking for his resignation, which frankly rarely happens that the president gets involved in something like this. And he told me that he respects the president, but that he owes his career to his constituents, and he plans to answer to them. So I think he made a decision, and he was there to explain it and make his case.
But how did he explain making his own racist comments, referring to Councilman Mike Bonin's son as an accessory or a purse?
I asked him, of course, and what he told me is that he never intended that bad joke, that's why how he described it, to be directed to Bonin's son at all. He said that the bad joke was in reference to Nuri Martinez's her habit of using these high-end handbags and accessories. The joke was directed at her, not in any way directed to Bonin's son. But of course, he told me that he regretted making such a bad joke as he described it.
Well, he certainly does not have the support of his fellow council members. He has been stripped of his committee assignments. So how does he think he's going to be effective on the council?
That's a very good question. I asked him how he plans, how does one, anyone, come back from such a scandal? How does one regain the trust of the community? And he went back to his relationship with his district and his constituents time and time again, and how he plans on again making his case there and keep fighting for what he's been fighting for a long time, even since he was a teenager when he was marching against Prop 187. I think that he has decided to make that the heart of his case, and the political fight within the council is certainly another matter.
Right. Well, so what are his constituents saying, and in general, what are some Latino residents telling you as you've been out reporting this story?
My experience is that within his district and even the calls that the council itself has been receiving, there are people who certainly support De Leon, who are hurt by his comments, the Oaxacan community specifically, and you can also find people who want him to resign. I think that what he's trying to do here, or at least what I gathered from the interview yesterday, is that he can convince through, I imagine, hard work and presenting his case the way he described it, a majority of his constituents that he deserves to keep doing what he's been doing the way, again, he described it for years now. Whether or not he's successful at that remains to be seen.
How do you think this might impact the mayor's race? I understand that Rick Caruso, who in a recent debate called himself Latin, is really trying to court the Latino vote. And in the primary, he got a slightly more Latino votes than Karen Bass did. How do you think this is going to affect both of these campaigns as we're, you know, in the final weeks?
I do think that this is the biggest political story of the last decade, at least in my opinion, frankly, and not only because of the scandalous nature of this horrific comment, but also because it reveals, you know, deep wounds within not only the community, but the way the politics work in Los Angeles. And I think that's part of the reason why you've seen both candidates mostly stay away from the controversy, because it's really a very, very, very thorny and difficult issue. And just a few weeks before the election, I don't know if any of the candidates will touch this in a deep enough manner to have it affect the election. And since, you know, as you know very well, it's two very different things, for better or worse, the mayoralty and the council. I frankly don't know. It's going to be fascinating to see, though, how the Latino vote reacts, and of course the African American community that has been hurt so deeply by these horrendous comments.
Yeah. So you host a national show. You're a national news anchor for Univision. Why is this national news?
Well, for us in Univision, and I would hope that, frankly, for everyone. First, I mean, the fight for political control, the most cynical way of looking at it is the fight for political control in the country's second largest city should be a story always, right? But then I think that the history of racial tensions and racial injustice in Los Angeles is long and profound and deeply painful. And there were communities that were very specifically impacted by this, again, horrific comments. Thinking of the Oaxacan community that I know so very well, I mean, I worked within it. I know it deeply, intimately, I would even say. And to hear them described that way by Nuri Martinez made my blood boil. To be very, very honest. So, I mean, when you put those two together, how could this not be a story? This is the story. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Spanish language media covers it differently than English language mainstream media?
In a way, yes, of course, because again, this is we're talking about three of the main Latino figures in this city's political sphere, and we're talking about Los Angeles, after all. But I'm very proud of the work that the LA Times has done, for example, right? I mean, covering this and uncovering this. I think in LA it's very clear that this is the story, regardless of language. But I think that it's been covered profusely, and it should be, because LA is, needless to say, incredibly important for the United States, and this story touches on so many levels of the current situation and crisis in America that I think it needs to be covered the way it's been covered, but even more so down the line.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us today.
No, it's such a pleasure always being on your show and listening to you.
Oh, thank you. That's Leon Krause. He is a national news anchor for Univision. Coming up, top military brass are selling their vast expertise to other countries, some of whom are repressive autocracies. That's next on Press Play.